This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Two Colorado Springs children reported missing yesterday have been found safe. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation sent the alert out yesterday afternoon about Alexis and Amari Jordan, saying they were missing and possibly in danger. Police thought the two kids were with 41-year-old Stacy Kilbride, also known as Stacy Jordan. CBI then announced later in the evening that those children were found safe, although they did not say if the girls were with Kilbride when they were found. Colorado Springs police have arrested a 23-year-old man on charges of sexual exploitation of children. The Colorado Springs Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force obtained a search warrant for a home in the 2800 block of Banderas Drive yesterday afternoon. That's near Oro Blanco in South Carefree. Evidence found in the home led to the arrest of 23-year-old Duran Norman. Norman currently being held without bond at the El Paso County Jail. One person's dead following a four-car crash yesterday afternoon at Powers and Constitution. The crash in the southbound lanes had those southbound lanes shut down during the heart of the evening commute. Crash happened right around 4 o'clock when a vehicle initially traveling northbound veered into those southbound lanes. The driver is believed to have suffered a medical issue, which is what triggered that accident. That busy stretch closed until at least 8 o'clock last night. Newly signed Colorado law stirring up concerns at the El Paso County Jail and 10 others throughout the state. The law aims to improve mental health concerns for inmates who need to be locked up away from others due to safety concerns. One provision now requires jailers to check on those inmates every 15 minutes. That's twice as often as the current requirement. Janet Huffer with the Sheriff's Office says they don't have the staffing to make that happen with the current staffing levels, and the deputies will also have to keep a log of everything that those inmates are doing on top of the other duties.
The movement of a deputy around the ward causes distractions so that their attention is not over the entire ward, it's towards particular inmates that are within the ward, which could compromise the safety of the rest of the inmates that happen to be in there.
The law also calls for mental health professionals to have face-to-face check-ins with each inmate that's placed by themselves on a daily basis. The sheriff's office will have to hire additional staff to make that happen, and the sheriff's office says the new law does not allocate any additional funding for those new positions. The Colorado Department of Corrections says an inmate is back in custody following a brief escape yesterday morning. DOC says Nicholas Romero walked away from the Canyon City Minimum Complex. He was doing his normal work assignment at the time. The Inspector General's office now looking into exactly how he was able to get away. A Chaffee County judge will let the public attend preliminary hearings for accused killer Barry Morphew both in person and with a remote viewing option. An order filed yesterday in Chaffee County District Court said that members of the public will be allowed in the courtroom during the hearings, and due to expected high-capacity crowds, the judge also allowed an overflow area to be set up at the Chaffee County Fairgrounds to watch a live stream of those proceedings. The next events in this case scheduled to take place on August 9th and 10th, along with August 23rd and 24th. Suzanne Morphew disappeared in May of last year after reportedly leaving her home for a bike ride. Her husband, Barry, was arrested and charged with murder earlier this year. Masks will not be required in El Paso County area schools. Public health did not issue a mask mandate in their back-to-school guidance yesterday morning, although masks are encouraged. Students and teachers also encouraged to get the coronavirus vaccine. Parents in District 49 upset with the district, telling many of them just this week that they'll need to find their own way to get their kids back and forth to school. It's part of the ongoing impacts of the reported school bus driver shortage, and they're continuing to impact the school now that school is back in session. More now with KRDO's Jessica Grunling.
For District 49, if your kids aren't signed up for bus services already, there's just no seats left. Back in July, we learned the district was down 28 bus drivers and had already reduced its normal number of routes. A recruiting push even offered a signing bonus and an increased salary of $16.29 an hour, but that didn't get them to where they needed to be.
Once again, Carrie is Jessica Grunling with that report. And of course, despite masks not being required by El Paso County areas for schools, masks are required on school buses as buses fall under the federal regulations for public transit. More in-state students will expectedly qualify for scholarships at Colorado College next fall. The college plans to expand its Colorado Pledge program to include students whose parents make up to $250,000 a year. Currently, the college offers three levels of scholarships to help in-state students whose parents make up to $200,000 each year. Students can qualify for free or reduced tuition, room and board based on their family income as well. More than 400 undergraduate students are receiving aid through the Colorado Pledge this fall. And teachers in Colorado Springs got a little bit of love before they headed back to the classroom. Bryan Construction held a food truck rally for the entire staff of 400 at the Community Partnership for Child Development. That included teachers, bus drivers, and caseworkers.
Our staff have been on the front lines. They work hard every day, and it's really nice to be able to have community support in saying thank you to the teachers and the staff for the work that they do every single day.
Dr. Shannon Lockwood says that the nonprofit offers free childhood education programs for young children and families that are right now at 80% or below of the federal poverty line.
Wildfire smoke being transported into central Colorado today. We are under air quality alerts in Colorado Springs and Teller County. High temperatures to 87 degrees for Colorado Springs, 93 in Pueblo. And staying warm for our Friday, 92 for our high temperature, El Paso County, 97 in Pueblo, with an isolated afternoon rain shower. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.